Welcome. You are listening to the Commitment to Excellence podcast. This is episode 3. This is a sort of an unplanned bonus episode I'm recording tonight. What I really want this podcast to be is sort of a collection of all the things that I love about podcasts, the different types of shows that I like to listen to. And there's a handful of different things. I mean, obviously interviews and long drawn out conversations, single topic kind of things, deep dives into books. I really enjoy podcasts that kind of review books and go into things like that. There's a couple of podcasts that I like to listen to where the hosts do kind of standalone, just sort of short, quick check-in kind of episodes that I enjoy. And that's what this one is going to be. I also really like, there's a couple of podcasts I listen to that the hosts do like question and answer episodes where listeners write in with questions. I really want to do some of those. So if we ever get to a point where enough people listen to me and want to hear what I have to say or want my advice about anything with all the wisdom that I have to offer the world, then I will do some of those as well. But tonight, I just wanted to talk about making today great. So when I make posts on social media pretty much every morning, just documenting my workouts, not that I necessarily think anyone cares if I worked out or not, it's just kind of an accountability thing for me. I've had a lot of people actually reach it. Well, a couple of people have said these are dumb, nobody cares about your workouts, to which I say, yeah, sure, probably not. But I care, and it's part of the system that I've put in place for self-accountability. If I don't post a workout, that means it didn't happen, and it should have, it needs to happen. So anyway, I make some kind of post about what I'm doing for my workout. Sometimes I talk about what my day is going to look like. And then I almost always end it with a statement to everybody that's reading, hey, I hope you make today great. As opposed to have a great day or have a nice day. And I just wanted to talk about that and kind of what that's all about. So I'm sure I've heard people say that before. I don't believe that I'm the originator of that, nor do I believe that I'm the first person to sort of have this realization. But a few years ago, before COVID, when I was still going to the gym, and side by there is when COVID happened, I just decided I wasn't going to be dependent on a gym somewhere anymore to let me in. And I've got to drive like 30 or 35 minutes to get to a decent gym. So I just decided to kind of build one out at my house. So I just get up and go downstairs in the morning, get my work in now. And I don't really miss the socialization, but I did like going to this particular gym before COVID broke out. It's a pretty chill, laid back environment. A lot of older people, at least in the morning, not a lot of what I would call sort of meathead bro crowd. And I'm not, just to be clear, if you fancy yourself as a meathead bro kind of person, I'm one of you. I was one of you. I'm not anymore. And I choose not to surround myself with a lot of meathead bro types anymore because they just make me want to be a meathead bro type. And those days are past me for a variety of reasons. So I like this gym because it's a pretty chill environment. And there was, not long before I got done going there, there was a newer guy that was coming in the gym. And he was always kind of yakking at me, which I don't, I'm like not a big gym socializer guy. Usually just kind of in there to do my thing. And so, and I really tried, pretty hard to not look approachable, but this guy, he worked past that pretty quickly. And fortunately for me and for him, I guess, he was always trying to talk to me when I was, there's like a stretching room and I'd go in there and I'd stretch and I'd do my core, usually at the end of my workout or the start of my work, whatever. Anyway, he'd be in there and he'd be yakking at me. And I get to, first, he had this kind of, I don't remember the guy's name, but he had this like kind of used car salesman thing going on. I always felt like he was going to try to sell me something. He never actually did try to sell me anything. Ended up kind of working in the same field as I do, kind of the mental health field and work with kids. And we actually had quite a bit in common. And I think kind of what was off-putting to me about him was he just seemed to be really optimistic and kind of chipper and happy and easy-go-lucky. And that just wasn't what I was looking for in a gym conversation. But I ended up enjoying my conversations with him. And I noticed very early on in my interactions with him, every time one of us would leave, he would end the conversation with "make today great." Like, "hey man, make today great." And I remember, like, it just seemed odd at first, but I analyzed that. And I mean, it's odd. There's a very distinct difference between saying to somebody, "have a great day," and "make today great." And I think along with that goes a very deliberate mindset. It's a very deliberate choice of words, right? If I say to you, "have a great day," there's a lot left to chance. And it sort of implies that you're going to go through the day and just kind of see what happens, see how it goes. And if it goes great, cool. If it doesn't, well, these things happen, right? And the reality is make today great. It sets you, if that's your mindset, if that's what you ask or suggest or invite other people's mindset to be, you're not a victim of circumstances you go through the day. You're setting out with some deliberate intention to make the day great. And I know it's a little thing and it's semantics and it's a little maybe hokey, which is, I don't fancy myself a very hokey person or super touchy-feely, but there is something to be said for setting off on your day with intention and kind of taking a deliberate approach to, I am going to make today great. And here's the deal, whether you have come to a place yet where you realize this or not, probably, I don't know, 90, 95% of the time, maybe more. I don't know. You get to decide what kind of day you're going to have. You get to decide if it's going to be a great day. The attitude and the approach and the mindset you bring to your day will dictate what kind of day it is. And even when you hit some adversity or life throws your curveballs, the vast majority of time you can find something about the day to take ownership of and turn things around and make it move forward in a positive, productive way. So it is deliberate that I end all my, or many of my social media posts with, "hey, if you read this, I hope you make today great." I'm doing that for you, but I'm also doing it for me, because don't let me pull the wool over your eyes. I have a hard time making every day great. Sometimes I'd rather be doing other things or other places or not having to deal with some of the complexities that I have to deal with throughout the day. It is not always easy to embrace the opportunities of the day or the struggles that people throw at you or the poor decisions that people make. But the reality is, if you come at it with a positive mindset and I'm going to make today great mindset, rather than I'm going to be a victim of whatever the day throws at me. And if it happens to be good stuff, cool. But the reality is, you and I both get to decide what kind of day today is going to be and what kind of day tomorrow is going to be. And I'm sure there are curveballs that life will throw you. You might go off the road or get a cancer diagnosis or whatever, right? Like, there's all kinds of things. You might have a disc in your neck explode. There's all kinds of curveballs that life can throw at us. But for the most part, you get to decide how you're going to handle those curveballs, but also what kind of day you're going to have, how you're going to approach things. Are you going to have a positive mindset? Are you going to be welcoming and encouraging and enthusiastic with the people that you get to interface with. And I know better than anybody, because I, you know, the truth of the matter is that's not my default setting. I have to work really hard to be that way, and I come up short sometimes. But starting every day with the mindset that it's going to be great gives me an advantage. I'm starting moving in the right direction every single day. And that is part of why I work out in the morning and why I make a silly personal accountability post on my social media every day. And it's most certainly why I tell anybody who reads it to make the day great. I'm genuinely hoping that you're going to make the day great. But what I'm really hoping is that I'm going to make the day great. And my interactions will dictate my mood and my approach and my mindset, and I hopefully will have a positive impact on at least some, if not all, of the people around me. So I really want you to think about starting your day with intentionality and never tell anybody to have a great day. Always tell people to make the day great. It sounds silly, but it's not. It's a very powerful statement, not just to them, but it's a statement about you. That when that guy at the gym said that to me every day, I learned a whole lot about who he was and what his mindset was. And as long as he was being real, maybe, again, you know, maybe it was that used car salesman thing and he was trying to make me think he was somebody that he wasn't. But he said that to me every day, and I believed him. And I carry it with, you know, so what, COVID 3-4 years ago, whatever. I still carry that with me, and I say it to people, and I mean it, and I'm going to say it more often, and I don't ever want to say to anybody, have a great day, because great days don't happen by accident. Great days happen on purpose. So go out there and make today great on purpose. Have some deliberateness and some intentionality with the way you approach the day. Thanks for listening. Regular episode will be out Monday morning. This is just a short quickie because this was on my mind, and I think I'm going to do this from time to time, throw in some extras. I'm not going to edit this a whole lot. I don't even know. I'll probably stick my music in it just because I paid for the music, and I kind of like it. So I'll just put this out in the morning, and the regular episode will be coming out on Monday as usual. Thanks again. I really appreciate you. I appreciate the reviews. I appreciate the feedback. I'm having a blast with this. And again, you know, I'll keep getting better as time goes on. Thanks for the support. Thanks for listening. Give me reviews. Give me feedback. Share the show with people. I'm not, at least for the time being anyway, I'm not going to really promote this or do much with it beyond just sort of sharing it on my social media. So if you're enjoying this, or you know, think you're going to get something out of it as we move forward, feel free to give me a share. Tell all your friends. The Commitment to Excellence podcast. I'm hoping to help you make a commitment to excellence in any and every area in your life. Be the best that you can be. Make today great.